Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to State of the Podcast, October 2002. My name is Liz, and I am one of the co-hosts of Three Faiths Aside. In this bonus episode, I discuss what we've recently accomplished related to our show, and I also briefly discuss some upcoming plans we have related to the show. So just as a shout out to all of you newer listeners, thank you for checking us out, and I hope we continue to have a listener-content provider relationship. If you haven't already subscribed or followed our show, depending on what podcast listening platform you use, please, 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 we would love if you were to subscribe or follow our show so you can keep up to date with our newest episodes. We upload new episodes every Friday, and on the rare occasion that we update the feed with bonus episodes like this one, I typically will have these posted on a Tuesday, but we haven't done too many of these bonus episodes. So just please make sure you follow or subscribe so you can keep up to date. So for all of you listeners right now, if you've been following our feed recently, you will have noticed that we are doing themed episodes for the month of October. We will have two more such episodes coming up. One of our next episodes is going to be on Jeffrey Dahmer, and then we're going to close out October with our episode. It's a bit of a two-for-one episode where we talk about werewolves and vampires. As for the future, or rather the near future, that is, related to our podcast, we've got a few ideas for episodes that we're going to be releasing for the month of November. But I can't quite reveal them right now because we are not 100% finalized on that. But we hope that you'll enjoy these topics. We definitely haven't planned out December yet, but we're going to be talking amongst ourselves about what we're doing for December pretty soon. Actually, the biggest bit of news I want to share with you guys is actually related to our website. But before I actually talk about that, I just want to make one brief announcement. So for any of you who have actually listened to our past episodes or you've scrolled through our past episodes, you are probably aware that we actually did some episodes related to Game of Thrones and Westeros. And as I'm sure some of you are also aware, HBO has heavily promoted and has been airing their new prequel series to Game of Thrones, which is, of course, called House of the Dragon. So given that we've demonstrated interest in things related to Westeros, you're probably wondering, well, Liz, how come you haven't done an episode on House of the Dragon? And that is because actually I am waiting to finish watching the entire first season. So yes, actually there is going to be a House of the Dragon episode, but it's not going to be a regular episode. We're going to be doing it as a solo episode from me. And instead of it being a review type of episode, I'm just going to kind of talk about like my general impressions of the whole season. And I will, of course, warn you in the actual episode, but just to warn you guys now, it will be pretty spoilery because, again, it's going to be me discussing some of my opinions about what I liked and didn't like about season one. So it's going to be very spoilery. And if you did not catch up on the show or you didn't watch any of it yet by the time I release that episode, you are going to want to skip it until you actually watch them so you do not get spoiled. But anyway, so the biggest update I have to share with you guys is actually related to our website. So in case you somehow weren't aware of this, we do have a threefatesdecide.com. And that's basically a website where we have as much information as we can share about our show. And we've been meaning to update the site with some mini biographies of the three of us, but we just haven't gotten around to doing that yet. My bad. But hopefully in the near future, we will get that sorted out. Now, the thing that I want to let you listeners know related to our website is actually there's going to be some changes. Personally, I don't think they're going to be dramatic changes, but they are going to be some changes nonetheless. So if you've visited our website at any point in the past month or so, you've noticed that in our episode section, we have embeds from our podcast website with all of our episodes in batches of five. And actually, quite recently, literally within the last 24 hours since I recorded this bonus episode, I've actually been rethinking a little bit about how we present the episodes on our website. And after a lot of consideration, I've decided that instead of doing it the way we currently have it, where we have, you know, each page has like five episodes in it, actually, I'm going to be splitting them up so that each episode has its own dedicated page. Now, because we already have 65 episodes and we are planning to have more episodes in the future, this is going to take quite a bit of time, but you will gradually be noticing some changes over the next couple of months related to that section of the website. So the basic plan is that each episode will get its own page where I will have an embed of each individual episode. There will be a very brief show description of that episode, which will be pretty similar, if not exactly the same thing as you would see on the actual RSS feed. Also, what I was planning to include in the page as well is that sometimes in the episode, we may make references to certain things like maybe a book we read, websites, videos, what have you. So on the episode page for each episode, I will also include relevant links to those things so that for any of you listeners who are actually curious, you will be able to check it out, some of these things. Like one really good example is that in our Black Dahlia episode, which was number 64, I personally made a mention of the fact that I watched a BuzzFeed Unsolved episode related to Black Dahlia, and I did use some of the stuff they mentioned in that YouTube video in the episode. So obviously something you guys would want to know is you would may be interested in watching that particular episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved yourselves. So aside from actually doing searching on YouTube yourselves, I will be putting a link on the episode page. So that's just one example, but you guys get the idea. Also, I mentioned in the State of the Podcast episode back in September, I mentioned that we are also currently working on transcriptions for our episodes. Now, that's a bit slow going, mainly because of me. I actually use a program that does AI-based transcription, but of course, it's not 100% perfect, so an actual person, i.e. me, has to actually re-listen to the episodes and also make some edits as necessary to the transcriptions that the AI actually did. So even though the AI did a good chunk of the work for me, I still have to make some editorial changes because it's an AI, it's not perfect, so it's a bit slow going, especially when you understand that there are 65 episodes that we have done so far, and we are continuing to do episodes, so it is very slow going. But the idea is that on our individual episode pages, we will also include transcripts. So realistically, it's going to take probably 2 to 3 months, maybe, possibly, for me to do everything I said I was going to do regarding the actual episode pages to catch up to our actual episode releases. So it's a bit of a work in progress, but you are going to gradually notice periodic changes on the website if you were to regularly go visit our our website, threefatesdecide.com. And the last bit of website-related updates is actually the blog. Now, I did create a blog using WordPress, but there's been very minimal content on there. Currently, my priority on the website is related to, as I was just saying before, the episodes section of the website. But probably going hand in hand with that is the blog as well, because what we're planning to do is we're going to be doing some blog posts. Some of it may be related to the show in general. Some of it may be related to podcasting in general, which I'm sure some of you listeners may be curious about, because I could honestly speak in on behalf of my co-host when I say this, but creating this podcast and doing some bit of research on how to do a podcast has really taught us a lot. So we may wind up producing blog posts at some point in the near future where we talk about like all these things that we learned in the process. And hopefully, if any of you guys are interested in maybe podcasting yourselves, you could also take some of the stuff that we personally learned and try to implement it with your own show. That's pretty much it. I guess before I close out this state of the podcast, I want to express my gratitude on behalf of my co-hosts for all of you out there who download our episodes, or in some cases stream our episodes if you're using things like Spotify and what have you. As I said earlier, we 100% appreciate it when you guys follow or subscribe to our show so you keep up to date with our newest episodes. And for all of you new listeners, we would also appreciate you guys doing the same thing, because I'm not going to lie, there have been a couple occasions where the three of us kind of wondered if we were going to continue doing the show. Now, without getting into too many details, there have been occasions where we start questioning our continuation, mainly because, to be frank, we are doing this for fun. We're not doing this as a job. So, I mean, our show is not even monetized. So we are making $0 off of our episodes. We're just doing this as a bit of fun, really, as you probably are aware of if you listen to our very first episode. But one of the things that really motivates us to continue doing this podcast is actually you guys. Every time we check our analytics and we see, oh, we got 20 new downloads today, we got 30 new downloads today, or, you know, from Friday into Saturday night, we may sometimes see we got 40 something downloads this week. And it's like, wow, that's great. We got 40 new downloads for our newest episode. So every single time you stream, you download, you share, you subscribe, you follow, what have you, you guys are telling us that you actually like our show. And you guys are the reason why we continue doing this and that we didn't suddenly decide to quit. So I just want to say I appreciate every single one of you. And I can honestly say I'm speaking on behalf of my two co-hosts that we 100% appreciate every single one of you who show your support in that way. I just hope that we continue to grow, get more listeners, and continue as long as we can. So once again, thank you for listening, and check out our newest episode this coming Friday.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new book trivia podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.